2017 Chevrolet vehicles now through March 13th. If you need a comfortable economy car, this brand new Mosaic Black 2017 Chevrolet Spark LS is rated at 39 highway miles per gallon. It includes rear vision camera and Android Auto and Apple CarPlay capability. Supplier for everyone price, $11,980. That's a saving of $29.95 off MSRP. These 20% bargains end March 13th, so hurry to Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline has lots more brand new 2017 Chevrolet cars, SUVs, and trucks to choose from, including late model GM certified pre-owned Chevrolet Buick or GMC models. Visit www.mooreshoreline.com or call 989-883-2100. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring. At Countryside Sales and Service of Sebring, we sell what we run. Founded by truckers for truckers, Countryside is your closest authorized dealer for Mack trailers. Prepare for spring farming at Countryside. They have thousands of parts for Kenworth, Cat, and Mack trailers, great pricing on tires from Michelin, Goodrich, and Uniroyal. Open 6 days. Visit our online store at countrysidemi.com. Stacks Market in Owendale has all the necessities of life, including an ATM, your favorite beverages, fresh sandwiches, hot pizza, ice cream, gas, diesel, propane, and more. Open 7 days. Stacks Market, like a little truck stop without showers.
Raise your health IQ on everything in school sports, from concussions to nutrition and much, much more, at the health and safety page of the MHSAA website. You can download information and take a variety of free online health courses. It's the hub dedicated to helping schools provide a healthy participation environment for student athletes. Just click Health and Safety from the homepage of the MHSAA website. A message from the MHSAA promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you've saved money in 15 minutes. This is Bonnie from the Bailey Agency in downtown Pigeon. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do.
And this is Brenda. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Call us at 989-453-2422 to discuss what we can do for you. Our friendly staff can help you with all of your insurance needs.
Don't forget, if you're in the Sebring area, check out Caulfield Agency.
Get up to $3,000 in bonus cash at the mall. That's the Flannery GM Auto Mall in Bad Axe. Bonus cash up to $3,000 on select models. 0% 60-month financing available. Hot lease deals like a 2017 Buick Encore with power seat, LED lights, rear vision camera, and gets 30 miles to the gallon, only $162 a month. How about a 2017 GMC Terrain SLE2 with heated seats, remote start, rear vision camera, and 4G Wi-Fi? Lease it as low as $130 a month. Get 17% off a 2017 GMC Acadia SLT with heated leather seats, sunroof, second row bucket seats, power liftgate, and more. Only $36,191. This price is good to everyone. GM employees can lease it for only $288 a month. GMC, we are professional grade. So get your best deal at the mall. That's the Flannery GM Auto Mall, located 1 mile east of downtown Bad Axe. See dealer for details or go to FlanneryAutoMall.com.
It's now time to find out our starting lineups for both squads as the Bad Axe Hatchets and Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers square off for the third time this season. For the home Bad Axe Hatchets at Lakers, number 10, Ryan Halesky, a 6-foot senior. Number 14, a 5'10 junior, Joe Messing. Number 21, 6'3 senior. He plays point guard. He plays all over the place. That'd be Martin Messing. Swingman, number 22, 6'2 senior, Clark Brady. And number 45, a 6'4 senior, Zach Arts, for the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers at point guard. Number 1, senior, a little short man, but does it all, Drew Scholler. Number 4, junior, Brennan Wisner, third year as varsity. Seth Bowles down to the post, he's a senior, number 10. Number 32 is sophomore, moved up, that'd be Corey Minetti. And number 34, junior, playing senior as a junior, and a starter all season, that'd be Braden Smith. It's now time for our crystal ball forecast presented by Sure, where better health makes for a better life. It's time you ask yourself, are you sure? John Mooney, you won last time. Bad Axe is favored in Las Vegas by 2.5 points. Your prediction first.
Do you want to say that again? John Mooney did what now?
You won your second time all season.
This is unbelievable. Yeah. I should have you do that a third time, but I won't have you do that. I'll tell you what, this is a tough game to go ahead and call. And you got the Hatchets with senior leadership all over the place. And you got the up-and-coming Lakers, and they are talented. And they've got some things going for them. But I'll tell you what, long story short, I'm going to go for the upset. I'm going to go with the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers by 3.
Lakers by 3? I was going to take that, so I'm going to take Lakers by 4.
Ah.
We'll see how tonight goes.
We'll see how smart we are. Yeah.
The standings on the season, Clark Ramsey 6, John Mooney 2, Las Vegas 1. Bad Axe in their home uniforms, their white uniforms with gold down the sides. I should say yellow. Lakers in their away greens in their own gym. Tip is won by Bad Axe, and we're moving right to left across your radio. District 84 is underway.
Drew Schaller and Martin Messing on the matchup, and Drew Schaller just came up with a steal.
Martin Messing couldn't keep a handle on it at the top of the key, and Drew Schaller gets to the floor first, and it's going to result in a jump ball. Possession Lakers, 7:48 left in the first quarter. 0-0 Lakers against Bad Axe in District 84, the MHSAA tournament.
Got a half-court trap by the Hatchets.
Brennan Wisner back over to Smith, still in the backcourt. Now dribbles across the timeline. Here's the trap. Over to Drew Schaller, right wing. Surveys. Now goes, starts his dribble, kicks it back out to the top. He's in trouble. And into Seth Bowles in the far right corner. Goes down the baseline, trying to find some room. Puts up the layup, no good. Rebound still loose. Seth Bowles gets it himself. That is no good. And we have a whistle, and there's going to be a push. It'll be a foul against the Bad Axe Hatchets. Number 22, Clark Brady, that's his first, and Bad Axe's first. Laker ball underneath their own hoop, right side of your radio. We've played 40 seconds, no score. Brendan Wisner inbounds it, goes off a foot, and we have a loose ball, and we're going to have a jump ball midcourt, and this will result in the Bad Axe Hatchets getting the ball back.
Clark Brady was the last one to go ahead and jump in that huddle, but he sealed the deal. Giving the Hatchets a possession early in this ball game. 7:17 to go, 0-0.
Lakers showing some token pressure. Gets into the hands of Martin Messing. Being guarded by a much shorter Drew Schaller. Dribbles to the left wing, right into the lane, and it's stripped away. And Seth Bowles scoops it up. Lakers in transition. Smith over to Minetti. Left post, turns, can't get it to fall. Rebound, Clark Brady. Still no score. We played a minute.
Hatches haven't had a shot yet.
Martin Messing at the left elbow. He's tried to go towards the lane, and he is fouled before he could elevate. The foul goes against Brennan Wisner. That'll be his first and Lakers' first. Bad Axe ball underneath thrown hoop, left side of your radio. 6:52 to go in the first. 0-0. Inbound to Holeski. He brings it all the way back to the top to Martin Messing on the handoff. Messing against Schaller to the right wing, back to Holeski. Going with almost a three-man weave. Inside to Joe Messing, and we have a whistle. And it's going to be away from the ball, and this will be against number one.
Oh, that's Drew Schaller.
Drew Schaller. That's his first, Lakers second. Bad Axe inbounds to Holeski in the left corner. To Martin Messing. Left wing at the free throw line. Now inside the paint. The layup is can't fall. Still loose and brought in by Brennan Wisner. Here come the Lakers to Schaller in transition. The layup is good, and we have our first blood of the night. It's Lakers 2, Bad Axe nothing.
Hatchets are attacking past the 10-second line already. Holeski with the ball going into the free throw line.
Over to the right wing to Martin Messing, and resets the offense. Holeski, top of the key, 3 feet from midcourt, back to Messing. Pops up the three, top of the key, he bounces around, can't fall, and Seth Bowles brings in the rebound.
Three-man weave that the Hatchets are employing are giving the Lakers a little bit of trouble.
Into the corner to Brennan Wisner. Back up to Drew Schaller. Being guarded by Joe Messing. Still dribbling. Has a count against him. Gives it over to Brennan Wisner, left wing. Gets a screen from Minetti. And he's at the free throw line. Give and go. Pick and roll. And it is intercepted by Joe Messing. First turnover for the Lakers tonight. That's one apiece for both.
That's what you call right idea, wrong execution. It was pretty close, though.
Lakers 2, Bad Axe nothing, and Holeski is stripped by Seth Bowles. Going the other way, Lakers pushing it, and Bowles can't hang on to it, but it was tipped out of bounds by a white jersey. It'll be green and white ball, opposite side of your radio in the front court.
You know, a game with no flow whatsoever. It's pretty entertaining already.